The Brady Report. Get your tickets now for Ender and Millsy's big night out at Gloucester Park, August 23rd.
Well, Gisella, we've got your husband with us. Ender's with us. G'day.
Hello.
Hello.
Well, this is very strange. This is very strange.
Do you want to ask her the first question, Ender?
Well, what's going on in the UK, Gisella?
Oh, we're having a great time without you. That's what's happening. It's Sergio's birthday and we're off out to party with your money.
Oh, well, can I stay here then?
But if you want to know what's in the news, I can tell you that teenagers, 16-year-olds, are getting their GCSE results today. This will be us in 2 years' time, Ender, so we have to listen to this. They have been overhauled, these tests, in recent years, and they've scrapped the grades from A to E, and now we're having to look at numbers. So if you get the highest grade, you get a 9, so that makes no sense to anybody. But people are saying they're too hard.
Well, the good news is you've got 2 years to work it out. But what about Marco Pierre-White having a go at Jamie Oliver?
Yeah, he said he's delusional for blaming the collapse of his restaurant empire on Brexit. He's given an interview in which he said poor service might have been to blame after he had an horrific wait for food at an airport restaurant of Jamie's. Now, earlier this week, Jamie Oliver told the BBC that the failures of his Italian chain of restaurants was down to Brexit uncertainty and high streets becoming Uberfied. But Marco Pierre-White says he doesn't think he can blame Brexit. It's the lamest excuse in the world.
Fair enough, Gisella. You have a great day. We're looking after Ender. Don't worry.
Thanks, Gisella.
Bye.